Good morning. Our Bible lesson for today is found in Acts 2. It's on page 112 in your New Testament, and it's found on page 145 in the New Testament of the large print Bible. Hear these words. They devoted themselves to be the apostles, teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as they had need. Day by day, as they spent much more time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God. And now if you'll turn in your hymnal to page 754, we will do a responsive reading of Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, and restores my life. Leads me into right paths for the sake of his Lord's name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I shall live.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25. Can be found on page 219 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 283 if you're using the large print edition. For it is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel according to John, John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, page 97 of the New Testament in your pew Bible, and if you're reading the large print edition, it's on page 126 of the New Testament. What do you think of the image on the cover of the bulletin? I don't even know the artist, but I think it's a beautiful image. Keep that in your mind. As we listen to Jesus speaking, just an aside, it's important, I think, because of the context. Several of us have been following a pastor on the radio who's been doing a long series on the story in John about Jesus healing the man born blind. Well, it turns out that this story about Jesus, the Good Shepherd, takes place immediately following that story. John talks about Jesus healing the man and about the Pharisees questioning the validity of the healing and whether or not they were blind. And so this is Jesus' response to the Pharisees. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, if you've been paying attention, if we weren't overly subtle, the psalm and the epistle and the gospel, in all three, there are references to the good shepherd and to the sheep. And so today I want us to think about sheep. Now, I'm going to ask your cooperation in doing something that I am also willing to do. Will you do this with me? Okay. I'm going to ask you to give your best impression of a sheep voice. Now, hang on a second. Some of you are eager sheep. To be fair, here's my best shot. Meh. Meh. Pretty silly, right? Okay. Now it's your turn. Best sheep. Go ahead. Oh, man. What a flock. You guys are great. You guys are great. Okay. What's that? Where's my staff? That's right. Well, it's pretty silly, but I want you to get into the mindset of what it means to understand your individual, but also our collective relationship as sheep to the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ. So think about that. For the people who heard Jesus speak in person, sheep and shepherds were pretty standard images to which they could relate. Maybe not so much in 21st century Aurora, Colorado. Have you ever had any experience with sheep in your life? Anybody? I know that Chim was a shepherd. I want to talk to her about that. Okay, some of you have. Well, it turns out that when I was a kid growing up in Central Ohio, as some of you know, my dad was a professor at Ohio State, and we would go down. It was a land-grant college, and they had an agriculture school. And so we'd go to Ohio State University and spend time messing around with the sheep. Later on, when I was an adult, at least as I'm trying to be, Jane and I went to a sheep station in New Zealand and got to know some of these sheep. But in any event, I want you to think about sheep and to think about how they can illustrate our relationship to God, given these wonderful Bible readings that we've had for this morning. Now, if Jesus is the Good Shepherd, as he describes himself, then it stands to reason that Christian people, his followers, are his sheep, both individually and together, as you have just illustrated so wonderfully, as a flock. Now, some pastors refer to their congregations as their flock, so I got to thinking, and I wonder about this, if Jesus is the Good Shepherd and the church members of the sheep, does that make me the sheep dog trying to herd you guys? I don't know. It'll never happen, somebody said. Who said that? Sandy Tinney, of course. Okay. There is a black sheep. There we go. I'm kidding. Anyway, I believe that we relate to Jesus collectively as a congregation of believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, just as a flock relates to its shepherd. Now, when you think about sheep, some of the sheep are biologically related, but that's secondary to their relationship and to the realization that the shepherd has chosen his flock, and it's not up to us to decide who is in and who is out of the flock. All Christian people, regardless of any human distinctions, are part of the flock of Jesus Christ. Now, because we are the body of Christ, the flock of Jesus, we have collective responsibilities. Listen again to how the first flock was described in Acts. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. Well, I believe that as modern Christian folks, we would do well to emulate many of the behaviors of these early flocks, devoting ourselves to the teachings of the Bible, devoting ourselves to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. We should look out for the needs of others, helping others as much as we can. We share a collective responsibility that as Christ looks after us, we also take care to help raise the young of our flock, as we promise in the baptismal covenant, and that we help and learn from the older, wiser members of our congregation. Because I believe that life as a connectional flock can indeed be a blessed and beautiful way to thrive in faithful community. But as one of a flock, you are also an individual sheep. Jesus calls you by name, and you follow him because you know his voice. At least, that's the goal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Maybe the hardest part for us is to really and truly trust in God. To accept that Jesus knows what is best for each of us. To accept the guidance that Christ offers. And to swallow the pride that makes us believe that we are in charge of our own lives. In your experience, have you ever watched a sheep being shorn? Ever seen that? It's pretty cool. What happens is the stinky, bleeding sheep is herded in from the pasture. Its fleece a dirty gray or brown. It's filled with dirt and sticks and leaves and briars. It's fairly dripping with lanolin, heavy on the sheep's back. Well, the shepherd skillfully turns the sheep over and shears the fleece off the sheep's body. And in almost no time at all, the sheep jumps up all pink and white and wiggly and free of that fleece, and it runs off. Such is the way that Christ shears off your dirty fleece of guilt and shame when you repent of your sins. Doesn't that sound wonderful? My fellow sheep, Jesus is truly our good shepherd. He loves you as a shepherd loves his sheep, as a mother loves her child. And Jesus loves our flock, where we find our collective and our individual identities as disciples of Christ. Listen again to the voice of the good shepherd. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. My friends, let us together live this amazing, abundant life in God's love. Amen.